The US President Donald Trump is still denying he sought political investigations in return for favours, saying it's all just about fighting corruption. But the impeachment inquiry has released messages from the president's Ukraine team in which they appear to tell the Ukraine that their government wouldn't get a White House meeting until they launched an investigation. Ukraine has announced it will investigate the company Joe Biden's son worked for, but China has flatly rejected a request from President Trump to do likewise. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
That's a very nice question. Let me shake your hand. Come here.
It's the happiest America has seen President Trump in weeks as he emerged from the White House to speak to reporters and celebrate a 50-year low in unemployment, which is at 3.5%.
Wages are up. When I was running, wages were nowhere. They were going down. And people were having 2 and 3 jobs, and they were making less money than they made 20 years before.
However, just down the road on Capitol Hill, the impeachment inquiry released text messages appearing to show Mr. Trump's team trying to force Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. Former US envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, texted a Ukrainian presidential aide, heard from the White House, assuming President Zelensky convinces Trump he will investigate, we will nail down date for visit to Washington. Mr. Trump says it was all about fighting corruption rather than damaging a political rival.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption. His campaign, that's up to him. Politics, that's up to them. I don't care about politics.
One question, though, had the corruption fighter stumped.
Have you had foreign leaders for any corruption investigations that don't involve your political opponent?
Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, had business interests in China and Ukraine while his father was vice president. He's said to have made about $400,000 in China and collected about $3 million to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma.
Just as an observer, what I saw Biden do with his son, he is pillaging these countries and he's hurting us. How would you like to have, as an example, Joe Biden negotiating the China deal if he took it over from me after the election? He would give them everything.
Overnight, Ukraine announced it would reopen 15 investigations into that gas company Burisma, though it stressed there was no evidence of wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. China, however, was swift to dismiss a similar request made by Mr. Trump just yesterday. He denied this could play into his trade war with China.
No, I want to do a trade deal with China, but only if it's good for our country. And it could happen. As you know, they're very much coming over next week, as I understand it. So I'd like to do a trade deal with China, but only if it's a great trade deal for this country. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
As he walked away from reporters, President Trump raised a hand in triumph. He says even if he's impeached in the House, he's confident Republicans will keep him from being forced from office in a Senate trial. Shortly after, though, a small sign of dissent from Republican Senator Mitt Romney, suggesting his request of Beijing was concerned with politics, not corruption. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.